It is the radio segment that just wants to go back to sleep for about 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Sarasota, Florida. 43-year-old Brian Slocum is a single dad, and his nephew recently introduced him to Snapchat. Then the other day, Brian was driving past a pawn shop and thought it'd be funny to go in and pretend he wanted to sell his seven-month-old son.
Okay.
He put him up on the counter in his car seat and told the owner he was barely used, asked what he was worth, and secretly recorded it all on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
His big mistake was that he never told the store owner it was a joke and just walked out. So.
Oh, wait, really?
Wait, he left the kid there?
The guy called police, and then a few hours later, Brian saw the story on a local news outlet and freaked out.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no! It's like, my wife's gonna kill me.
Yeah. He called the cops and tried to explain what happened. Then dozens of officers showed up at his house. Ultimately, they did decide not to charge him with the crime. Later on, Brian talked to a local news outlet and said his son is the most important thing in his life, and he understands now that pretending to sell him at a pawn shop wasn't the best idea.
Easy to say.
Yeah, that's going to be such a good story when the kid's 18. Remember that time when Dad tried to sell you to a pawn shop?
And almost got arrested?
Yeah.
This next leisure story is out of Quebec, Canada. A woman named Tanya Hansen filed a class action lawsuit against Quebec's lottery. And why? Well, you might just agree with her. Tanya says she's suing because she says the lottery people never made it clear just how hard it would be to win.
Oh, what? Yeah, they do. It's like on the ticket.
I think they tell you the odds.
It's like 1.1 billion or whatever.
Well, and just like logic tells you it's going to be hard, you know?
She went on to say that she's been buying lottery tickets for the past 20 years and never knew just how much the odds were stacked against her.
So it took her 20 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she sued the lotto because she claimed they never informed her of the real chances of winning and they never put the odds anywhere on the tickets. Unfortunately for Tanya, a court rejected her lawsuit recently, and the main reason was the odds of winning were actually printed on every ticket.
Yeah. I knew it.
Well, now I'm suing him because I can't read properly.
Yeah. That made her even angrier. Reports say that she's now considering a potential lawsuit against the printing company that makes lottery tickets, saying that the printing was too small.
She's like, someone give me money,
she's
please.
Just trying anything to get cash, yeah. This next laser story is out of Longwood, Florida. 911 got a call last Sunday night about a disturbing situation at a nearby park. Mm. So a few cops were dispatched to check it out, and when they got there, it was easy to see why so many people had called it in. It turns out the disturbance was caused by a 29-year-old guy named Jordan Anderson, who was shooting hoops completely nude.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Officers stood off to the side and watched him perform dribbling tricks, behind the back passes to himself, and even spinning the ball on one finger.
Dude. So weird that nobody joined in on his game.
When you're
naked, there's a pickup game, guys.
You're naked and you're spinning it on a finger? Come on.
Yeah.
You got other tools that would be more impressive to spin it on.
The Harlem Globetrotters should do that.
According to the police report, when they asked him what he was doing, Jordan said, quote, he was working on his basketball talent and he feels that when he's playing naked, it enhances his skill level.
I can see that, baby.
It'd be awkward to dribble between your legs if you're naked.
See, but you get better at it because you don't want to hit the wrong thing, you know?
The cops weren't sure about his naked basketball assessment, but they were sure that he was breaking the law and he was arrested for indecent exposure.
Oh.
And the basketball was confiscated as well. This next laser story is out of Cinema Headquarters. A brand new VIP cinema has just opened in Switzerland recently, and it's making international news. Why are people interested? Well, instead of formal seating, the theater just added 11 double beds.
Oh my God.
Whoa,
I saw pictures of this place, and it looks awesome.
It looks great.
It looks amazing. Oh.
It's called the VIP Bedroom Cinema, and the owners invite all their new customers to enjoy the latest film releases while snuggled up under a cozy duvet. Tickets for the home-like cinematic experience cost $40, and some say it's worth the price because each bed comes complete with adjustable headsets.
Adjustable headsets.
And if you're wondering, operators have reassured customers that the beds are freshly made in between screenings, saying, quote, the hygiene aspect is very important to us.
Yeah, that's good.
You know people are doing some stuff and the lights are off there.
Yeah, that's
you
what
think
I'm saying.
So? I don't think so. I think that the worst thing is just popcorn in the sheets.
No, you're either going to be doing stuff or you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Either or.
That's true.
Probably not a good experience.
When asked if they are concerned if the bedroom setting would encourage inappropriate activity between spectators, management said that they have tested the concept abroad a few times and they haven't had any problems so far.
Yeah, until someone leaves their handcuffs behind on one of the beds.
Also, the VIP bedroom cinema, if it's successful in Switzerland, it could be coming to a theater in North America as soon as next year. So
I'm all for it. I've stayed at sketchier motels, you know?
This next laser story is out of snack headquarters. If you've got a refined palate, it's time to use it in the best way possible, detecting the artificial flavor on potato chips that come in a can. I say that because Pringles is releasing a new mystery flavor, and if you guess it right, you could win $10,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My kind of contest.
And the flavor might be tough to figure out. Unlike when Oreo ran its mystery flavor contest a few years back and everybody immediately knew it was Fruity Pebbles. Pringles did a mystery flavor contest in Canada last year and a lot of people were stumped. It turned out to be 7-layer dip.
Oh, how would you be able to pick that out?
So what will the next one be? The mystery Pringles will be on sale at Walgreens sometime this month. So good luck at winning 10 grand.
Yeah, okay, I think I'd only win if it was like barbecue. Got it.
It's like frog raw. You're like, what's that?
Yeah. This next laser story is out of survey world. A new survey asked people to name the top inventions from the past 25 years. And this might come as a shock, but none of those as seen on TV products even made the list.
Oh, disappointment.
Here are the 10 most important inventions of the last 25 years. Number 10, tablet devices. Number 9, contactless payment, where you just hover your credit card over the phone or the machine instead of swiping it.
I still haven't hooked my
Neither
phone
have I.
Up to that.
I
just got a
10.
Chip and I still am dealing with that.
Yeah, it's scary to me.
Yeah.
Flat screen TVs.
Oh yeah, those are awesome.
Number 7, GPS.
Yep.
Oh, totally.
Number 6, stem cell technology. These are the top 10 inventions from the past 25 years, according to a survey of thousands of Americans. Number 5, online shopping platforms like Amazon.
Wait, that's above stem cells.
Yep.
Yeah, they
for
got
sure.
It right.
They got overnight shipping.
We could cure some cancers now, but, you know, we got two-day delivery.
Yeah, I got a belt in 24 hours. So.
Number 4, online search engines like Google.
Yeah.
Number 3, online banking. Number 2, smartphones. And the top invention in the last 25 years, according to a new survey, is Wi-Fi.
Totally.
Yeah, I can't believe that we went without it 25 years ago. Yeah. I don't remember that
We're
world.
Never looking back, that's for sure.
The internet didn't qualify because it's over 25 years old. And if you're wondering, YouTube just missed the list at 11. They came in at number 11. And coming in ahead, they came in ahead of 3D printers at number 12 and Netflix, number 13.
Netflix has changed my life.
Yeah,
I know.
Totally.
Should have been higher on there.
Yeah, should have been.
This guy knows how to watch Netflix. He Netflix and chills with his shoe all the time.
All day.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again same time on Friday.